Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
We're glad you came here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you very much. It's a song I grew up with. We all grew up with, I think.
Very much. Alexander. Let's hear it for him. Monty Alexander.
From Grammy-nominated pianist Monty Alexander. Man, this cat is a legend. That was Day-O, the Banana Boat. The song.
The Banana Boat song.
Yeah, and this guy can put a spin on anything and make it sound good.
That's pretty cool. I've heard a couple of jazz artists grab onto some Harry Belafonte, Mama Look a Boo Boo Day.
And try to say that over and over.
Try to say that over there, but it, you know, works pretty good for scat.
Yeah, right. It totally does. Well, I always think of Day-O when we go to baseball. It's like,
sure.
Day-O, you know, it's just like swing batter.
Yeah.
So he did this rendition live at Dizzy's Coca-Cola in New York City back in 2011. And for nearly 60 years after he moved to the United States of America from his hometown of Kingston, Jamaica, he's toured the world relentlessly, delighting a global audience drawn to his vibrant personality and his very soulful message. A perennial favorite of jazz festivals and venues worldwide, and at the Montreux Jazz Festival specifically, he's been there for 23 times since 1976. His spirited conception is one informed by tireless verities, endless melody making, effervescent grooves, sophisticated voicings, a romantic spirit, and a consistent predisposition. One heck of a guy right there.
Lots of syllables there.
Man alive, this guy is full of it. On his latest album, Warika Hill, it's a tribute to Thelonious Monk. We caught up with him about this album. We played the music on the show in previous episode, so we wanted to mix it up. We talked to him about a lot of things, including this album, and this is what he had to say about it.
No, I'd seen Monk in the, when I first came to America. I'd seen him on stage in New York, and I actually met him a couple of times. So I had this personal connection and the feeling of how he wrote those tunes. And
so this famed hill refers to a place in Jamaica, a place where Rastafarian musicians used to gather, located behind Monty's childhood home outside of Kingston. And we had to talk to him about his homeland, and he opened up with Neon Jazz about it. Have a listen.
When I think of that simple lifestyle back home in Kingston, Jamaica, it touches me in a warm way. And I remember Jamaica was not a perfect situation at all. There were struggles from one side of society or another, issues where people were having a hard time, no question about it. But there was an overall feeling in the air, you know, hey, man, things are so good, you can go to the beach or just go, you know, hang out with your friends. And there was something about growing up in Jamaica that is so memorable for me.
So 2019 is a banner year for him. He's celebrating his 75th birthday. He got an honorary doctorate from the University of the West Indies, and he is just always, he's like a fine wine. He's getting cooler as the years slip on by.
I'd like to think that about myself.
Yeah, I believe it. I definitely believe it.
It has occurred to me, though, that the guy that wrote The Older the Violin, the Sweeter the Music is probably dead by now.
Yeah, that's right. Let's pop the bubbly around here.
Sorry.
No, it's good. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from a town that knows how to age wine. We gave you Bird and one of the richest jazz scenes currently in America today, right here in Kansas City, Missouri. Open for jazz, that neon is glowing. So let's get into more of Monty. Here he is back in the beginning with his trio in 1968. This is the tune Zing off the album Zing, as we keep zinging on around here on the show. Thank you.
Hello, this is Monty Alexander, and I listen to Neon Jazz with Joe DeMino.
Come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can use some exotic booze, there's a bar in far Bombay. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Come fly with me, let's float down to Peru. In Llama Land, there's a one-man band, and he'll toot his flute for you. Come fly with me, let's take off in the blue. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just fly starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you. Cause we're together, weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. Just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly away. Once I get you up there, where the air is rarefied, we'll just glide starry-eyed. Once I get you up there, I'll be holding you so near. You may hear angels cheer, cause we're together. Weather-wise, it's such a lovely day. You just say the words and we'll beat the birds down to Acapulco Bay. It's perfect for a flying honeymoon, they say. Come fly with me, let's fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
So in the beginning, the chairman of the board gave Monty his big break as we listen to Frank sing an appropriate tune for his story, Come Fly With Me. Have a listen to Monty explain.
And one day I'm in Miami, Florida, when I first came to the U.S. in the 60s, and I'm playing in a club, and none other than Frank Sinatra and his company of friends, they saw me playing. And one thing led to another, and Sinatra himself told his people, he said, this little guy can play. We should get him in New York. And that's how I got there. That's how I came to New York. I didn't come pursuing a degree in music or any of that.
From a trumpeter and a vocalist whose style has been claimed to be the first fully to incorporate the innovations of Mr. Louis Armstrong, this is Henry Red Allen with his orchestra. This is Bill's Downbeat, circa 1947, as we keep the tempo going. Thank you.
Hey, y'all, this is James Martin from New Orleans, and you're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino.
Keeping in the theme, that was New Orleans strong saxophonist, singer, and songwriter James Martin with the 2019 tune Out of the Gate off his CD, Keep Moving. He is one accomplished and award-winning solo artist. He's a band member and touring musician whose 17-year career has brought him international acclaim several times over. We caught up with him in his home of New Orleans, and this is what he had to say about music.
It was always there. You can't really avoid hearing music in New Orleans. I I live in a very musical neighborhood. I wake up sometimes and there's brass bands going down my street. My parents, my grandparents, we would always go to Mardi Gras, and there's always music, and they were always listening to music. Music was always a big part of my household.
So one cat that James went to school with and went on tour for some time, and I'm actually reading this book to Miles right now. It's Trombone Shorty. He has a kid's book out there, which is totally cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Trombone Shorty went to a concert. This is how it all started. And I remember reading this to Miles. He was called on stage by Bo Diddley. His mom loved Bo Diddley. And he was this little kid. And when Bo was, when he was playing on stage, there was this little kid with this massive trombone. And they called him Trombone Shorty because somebody saw him when he was a kid and said, "Who's that short kid over there playing the trombone?" So they call him Trombone Shorty.
I'll be doggone.
And then he came up with Bo Diddley. And at the end of the book, I cracked it open and Bo Diddley's just got this big smile. And that was his mom's idol. So can you imagine at that young age, that notion that you totally appeased your mom's idol and Bo Diddley called you on stage?
Wow.
You got the Willy Wonka ticket right there, my friend.
You got your life's goal written for you right there.
That's it, exactly. We're going to go into the tune, 2011's song, For True, and we're going to have a listen to James explain his relationship with Shorty.
Looking back, I start to see things that he did that were incredibly smart and just how to lead a band, how to entertain a crowd, how to just be poised and calm in certain situations.
Leslie Pinchik, I'm a pianist from New York City. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Dimino. Thank you so much for listening, and thank you to Joe and to his show for sharing our music with you. Best wishes to everybody.
Thank you.
That was the great pianist and composer Leslie Pinchuk with a cut off her newest 2019 CD called Same Day Delivery. And this is the song. It was recorded live, Let's Get Lucky. And that is something that she's been. Before embarking on her career in jazz, she was a teaching assistant in English literature at Columbia University, where she also received her Master of Philosophy degree in 17th century English literature. How about that for a background?
Wow.
And then it's just put it aside and let's sing.
And like we've said before, it doesn't surprise me that some of these people, thoughtful as they are, also pursue literature and the arts and this kind of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, crazy as a songwriter Shel Silverstein was, you know, the guy that wrote Boy Named Sue, would also write children's books.
Yeah, yeah. There you go. That's it. You got to have an outlet one way or another.
Yeah, you do. Tony Bennett?
Yeah.
Painter, artist.
Yeah. But ultimately, jazz was her calling, and it's gone quite well ever since. From another grand voice in New Orleans, it's a theme here. This is jazz clarinetist Pete Fountain off a CD Mr. John Christopher gave me. This is For Pete's Sake off his 1967 Best Of album. Thanks for the music, my friend.
You're welcome. You picked a good one.
That's right.
I'm Moy Ng, and I'm speaking to you from Silicon Valley. I'm a singer and songwriter, and just released The Blue Hour, and you are now listening to Neon Jazz from Kansas City.
Boys gaze on with longing. life gave. My girl say, wishes set aflame in the night. Yet I'm alone under a skylight. You scratch silken hearts, threads tear asunder. I ask you, escape to a faraway place, like butterflies in flight, in the city of light. But I'm not sure of anything, except love. My mind races, where next? I can't miss. Bruised blue skies, sleepless in Paris. You scratch silken hearts, threads tear asunder. I ask you, over and over, just won't forgive or surrender. I lay sleepless in Paris. For the look in your eyes, confused, I take to the streets, click and clack on cobblestone. This star earthbound, sleepless in
That was poet, vocalist, and lyricist Moy Eng teamed up with the legendary trombonist Wayne Wallace with the song Sleepless in Paris off her 2019 CD called The Blue Hour. So in the beginning, she was groomed for this life of poetry and the voice that she has. Have a listen to her explain.
And I grew up in a Chinese laundry during the 60s and 70s at the height of the civil rights movement and the beginning of the feminist movement. So for me, as a young girl growing up in the heat of all the turmoil and the movement that we're living the benefits of at this, you know, at this time, it was all unfolding in front of me.
She has always been known for that beautiful, soulful voice, and it shines, and we're glad to have her on the show. So this has been kind of a buzz in the world of jazz and music overall, celebrating what would have been his 100th birthday, and we dig him the most. This is Nat King Cole, and I got this CD collection sent to me recently. It was the early years, 36 to 43. This is the Black Spider Stomp. I know you're a fan.
Oh, the real trio, boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
I couldn't pop this thing out. It was in the car and going and going.
There's a wide bit of work there besides Straighten Up and Fly Right.
Oh, this guy was just full of work.
Yeah.
You know, and this stuff, this early stuff, this is the way to live. So enjoy this proverbial jazz romp, kids. ¶¶
y'all. This is Mark Mullins in New Orleans with Bonorama. Our new single featuring Michael McDonald is Empty World, dedicated to Alan Toussaint and all the lost legends of New Orleans. It's going to be playing on Neon Jazz right here.
A true soul sister, New Orleans mister, it was a bright and shiny day. I took a last train to catch your song. I'll get there anyhow, anyway. The brightest star on a hot southern night. So much love, so much love. People worldwide, have you in mind? They say you're thoughtful and you're kind. Never thought we'd lose you. A whisper came, and all the happiness that you bring.
I didn't realize this, but I did. We're going back to New Orleans. This is the trombone-based funk group Bonorama, led by the great Mark Mullins, teamed up with the legendary keyboardist and composer Michael McDonald with the 2019 single Empty World. This sounds great. I'm glad Mark reached out. This song is a tribute to the late, great Alan Toussaint, and Mullins penned the song on the day Toussaint passed away in 2015. He had some thoughts on the song. We caught up with him, and this is what he had to say.
This was on the side of the stage during one of the shows. We weren't on this one particular song. We were both standing together off stage somewhere when he asked me to do that. And so I immediately, I let about 8 seconds go by, and then I was like, wait, I should ask. I mean, I have no business asking Michael McDonald to sing on one of my songs, but I mean, geez, why not? And so I asked him, and he's like, oh, sure, well, let me hear it. I'll check it out. And after he heard it, he's like, I'd love to do it. And I explained what the song was, you know, about, and how it was about Alan Toussaint with him in mind, and he was all about it.
From the jazz collective known as Baritone Madness, and that it was, my friends, formed in 2016 and an instant hit with the Calgary audiences up there with our friends in Canada. This is the tune Ready and Able off their newest 2019 CD with the exact same name. ¶¶ Again, that was a little Baritone Madness, and they are, and we are, Ready and Able around here as we move on into our final tune, and we bring it all down to the epicenter, which we call Kansas City, our home, a great jazz place. This is the RSS Trio, Antonio Reyes on the drums, Mark Slim on the Hammond B3, and Michael Schley on the guitar. This is the tune Allison circa 2019, and we dig it, I think you will, and it's with that that we thank you for digging one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and one mighty voice on this here radio, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Thank you very much.
In my loud voice. Reach out, let us know what's going on. We're always here. We always have a digital hug waiting. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com.
We would dig it the most.
All right, my friends, until next time. Enjoy the jazz.
Jazz.